Well, I don't know if you guys get Andy Fetsis's newsletter that he sends out. Andy, are you sending that out monthly now, aren't you? Yeah. So in his newsletter, he always talks about some of the young men and women that he deals with Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And some of those stories that he shares are really, they really touch me. What God's doing—it's not Andy, but it's how God is using Andy Fetsis, and God's using so many of you guys in here. But one of the young men that he talked about was a young man by the name of Ace Lewis. And so I'm going to ask Ace to come up now and share his testimony.
All right. I'd like to start off with a prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk in front of all of these men about my testimony and hope that at least one person can take from my testimony and help them in their faith. And that's what this is really all about. And that's pretty much it. Amen. All right. I was born in Miami, Florida. My dad, he worked. He was always out clubbing when I was very young. And my mother was a stay-at-home mom, taking care of me and my brother and my sister. And when I was two, my brother was three, she abused my brother by, she would push him down the stairs when he was three. She would make my sister kick him in the head. And I always think about, what if that was me, you know? But instead it was my brother, and it was unfortunate that he was in a coma for 3 months because my mom threw him on his head and that she was going to dump him into a canal and leave him there and say that someone kidnapped him as an excuse. And my mom got locked up for 18 years, and I never really had a relationship with my mother. And we moved out to Las Vegas, lived there for a couple years, and my dad was just a heroin addict. He was never really home, and it was just kind of me and my grandma, and my aunt was there too, but she was also a heroin addict. And everything just didn't really seem right. I always asked God why, but I never really believed in God because my dad didn't. But I knew there was a greater power, but I just didn't know what to do. And then as I got older, we moved out and we lived in Tucson. And I searched up my mother's name, and there's hundreds of articles just talking about how she should be dead, she shouldn't be alive. And I'm thinking about, like, this is my mom that people are talking about. And I just wanted to know what I have to have a mother or a father that was always around. And, you know, it was hard. And then a couple years later, my dad overdosed in the shed. And then my last memory of my father was just his face. It was just blue because he suffocated off the drugs that he was taking. And I didn't know why this was happening to me. Why did this always happen to me? And I was blaming God, and I didn't know what to do. And I was just lonely without God. And then I just I just stayed home and didn't do anything with my life. And then going into high school, I played football. And then sophomore year, I met Fetsis. He invited me to a football camp. And I didn't really want to go for God. I just wanted to go for football. And I didn't really take it serious the first time. But the second time he invited me over is when I really changed the way and how I thought. And I wanted to further my faith in Jesus Christ. And, you know, ever since then, I've just been more happy and just, I've accepted what happened and I forgive my father and my mother for what they've done. I haven't told my mother, but I told God that I forgive my mother for what she did. And without Fetsis, I wouldn't be here speaking to y'all. And that's why I would hope one day that he would baptize me whenever he would like to. Because why not, you know? And I just thank Fetsis for bringing me here so I can speak to everyone. And I'd also like to say about 2 weeks before I was going to share a little bit about my story. Sorry, this is a little bit short, but I was telling Fetsis that I didn't want to share because I was a little bit nervous. And the day after I told him that, he gave me some verses from Isaiah. And then no more than 30 minutes later, a coworker came up to me. All I told him is I was going to go to Zion to share my testimony. And he came up to me and read me Isaiah 12. On that day, you will say, I will give you thanks to the Lord. Although you are angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Indeed, God is my salvation. I will trust him and not be afraid. For the Lord himself, is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. You will joyfully draw water from the springs of the salvation. And on that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord. Proclaim his name. Make his works known among the people. Declare that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known throughout the earth. Cry out and sing, citizen of Zion, for the Holy One of Israel is among you in his greatness. And with no doubt in my mind, I want to come up here and do a brief little share of my testimony. And just without God, I just don't think you can live a happy life, the full life that you want to live, if that makes any sense. And I always thank Fetsis for what he has done. And I thank him for inviting me over here. And sorry for my testimony being a little bit short, but that's pretty much it that I got. Thank you.